Okay, and we're here with Nerds That Know. This is Bobby, Keel, and Stash.
Welcome to Starfest. My personal favorite convention, so I am very excited.
I like this one.
My first Starfest, actually.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, since you're already talking before we got a chance to introduce you, I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
Sorry about that. I'm Paul Scanlon. I'm co-founder and CEO of Legion M.
Woo. And I'm Dean Devlin, the director of Bad Samaritan.
So Bad Samaritan.
Fantastic. A few other things under it.
Well, I was going to say, it looks like you have a few more things on, on your IMDb list there, but could just
we will
be
get
me.
To look at it.
So, first Starfest. Is this your first con in the Denver area in general, or just
yeah,
first Starfest?
It would be. Yeah, first con in Colorado, I would say.
Oh, wow. That's
a good one.
Yeah.
This is definitely the one.
Dean tells me it's his favorite. So.
The first time I came here was in 94 to promote Stargate. So I've been coming here a long time.
Impressive. I've not been coming here quite that long. I think my first one was in, I want to say, maybe 2000. Mm-hmm. So I've been coming here for a while, just not quite that long.
Well, nobody's as old as me.
That's true.
It's at like least you nobody on this side of the mic.
Time, so you are all ages at once, as long as they're elder.
So well done. And since Dean jumped right into resume dropping already, you mentioned Starfest. Stargate. See, now I'm all confused.
Yeah. It's okay. Again, we keep you because you're pretty.
They keep me because I'm pretty. So
that's
starting off with Stargate, which was one of your first major projects. Why don't you introduce our listeners to a little bit about a body of your work, and then we'll move on to Dean about Legion M.
Well, the two times I was here at Starfest, was the first was for Stargate, and the second one was for Independence Day. And it's probably what I was most known for a long time until I did the TV series Leverage, and then since then, The Librarians.
I like that show a lot as well.
You know, honestly, of all of those, Librarians is my personal favorite.
Yeah. That is also
it
true.
It actually makes really me a little sad that there's not going to be more of it.
Well, we don't know yet. I mean, look, the patient is incredibly sick. On life support, but she ain't dead yet. So
fingers crossed.
I'm still talking to a couple places and hoping I can resuscitate the patient.
That would make me like super happy.
Yeah, I feel like that's the entire story behind Librarians. It's just almost dead, but not quite. And it just keeps limping along.
Exactly.
I also feel that Noah Wiley has that Keanu Reeves syndrome. Does he age like at all?
Never. No, never.
Well, you also have another show coming out.
Oh yeah, this summer on the CW, we have a new show that's shooting right now in Utah called The Outpost.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard about that. It actually sounds really interesting.
It's really cool. Yeah. I have to say, it's really.
Yeah,
awesome.
I haven't seen a ton about it yet, but I think I read a little blurb on it on IO9.
Yeah, we just announced that CW picked us up for the US, and Sci-Fi Channel has us for most of the rest of the world. And it's a fun sword and sandals and magic and monsters show, and it's really cool.
That's right up our wheelhouse. So you're talking our language.
That sounds awesome. I'm really excited. I'm surprised you didn't go exclusively through Sci-Fi, but
well,
the CW is.
It was made 100% independently, so it's not being made by any studio. Very much like this movie, and very much like Stargate, which kind of brings it back to when I got here in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, when we made Stargate, it was 100% financed independently. When we finished the film, we showed it to every single studio, and every single studio said, why? Sci-fi is dead. Nobody cares about science fiction.
And the fools.
Yeah. Okay, because, you know.
Hindsight,
sure.
Yes.
So we found out that MGM had a hole in their distribution schedule. They had nothing to release for October, so we said, would you just release the picture for us? And they said, sure, but they didn't really want to put any money behind it. So I went to every sci-fi convention in the country, including this one, spoke to the fans, and on opening weekend, we had the largest October opening weekend in history. So, you know, now that I've got this new film, Bad Samaritan, and once again, not only is it independently financed, but we're actually putting it in theaters ourselves. We're booking 2,000 theaters ourselves, no studio involved, no big giant machinery. So if the movie were to succeed, it'll be because of Legion M and their participation, and because the fans have embraced the film as their own.
And because it's an awesome film.
Exactly. There's that too. Exactly. But that leads right into Legion M and the fact that it is fan-based and it is independent, and you're not having to go through all of these major studios and jump through all of the same hoops and things that you've had to do in the past. So what inspired you to actually start that in the first place?
Yeah, so Legion M, we're fan-owned. I mean, we're literally, from day one, we've been owned by fans. And our goal is to unite 1 million fans together to co-own the next great entertainment company. Because our philosophy is that an entertainment company owned by fans is fundamentally better than one owned by Wall Street. And we feel like we can really serve a lot of parts of the marketplace and partner up with incredible producers and directors like Dean Devlin. I mean, it's like amazing that two years after we started the company, we're working so closely with, you know, someone that we were fans of to start with. And now we've got our whole community, you know, backing and getting involved in projects with Dean.
And they've been doing such fun stuff. You know, they've been promoting it all around the country. They've been helping us at these conventions. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing that's going to be a lot of fun is on opening weekend, they are creating these meetups all over the country
for fans to get together.
Yeah. So like if you lived in Cleveland, you could go on their website and say, I would like to have a fan meetup in Cleveland, and they will try and organize it. Yep. Right now there's like over 75 of them.
Yeah, 75 already, and we just announced, like put the meetup, we have a meetup maker. Mm-hmm. We just put it up a couple days ago, and we have 75 official meetups already organized. We have thousands of people that have signed up to go to them. Because art, you know, this is, I mean, all films are more fun to see with other people, right?
And sure.
Especially in the theater. And this film especially is, you know, we've been doing these screenings at cons. We've had a con like every weekend for the last couple weekends. And
it's because it's con season.
It's so fun, though, to watch this film with other people and to see how other people react to it.
Well, and then you get to share that experience
afterwards.
It's a
communal experience.
As soon as the movie's over, everybody goes and grabs a cocktail or a coffee.
Exactly.
And you're sitting, okay, so what was your favorite part?
Exactly.
So what's your favorite part?
And these meetups take it to a whole nother level because there's going to be people showing up in cosplay, and we're going to be photographing them for the website. They're providing swag bags for the people who show up to the meetups.
Yep.
So
nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun, you know. And in all the screenings we're doing, whether you go to a meetup or not, one of the things that I find so fascinating is it's not just when everyone goes, ah!
Yeah.
But it's the second after they scream where they start to giggle in embarrassment for the fact that they just screamed,
right.
And then
their
everybody
impulses.
Else starts to laugh at each other, and it really becomes this incredibly cathartic experience. You know, I heard Jordan Peele talking about his movie Get Out. He was saying, you know, that the role of a scary movie is to allow us to really face our fears in a safe place with a group of strangers and survive it together and know that we'll be okay, you know, and it's a catharsis.
Yeah, it totally makes it a community event.
Yeah. I also have to say, I really love bad horror movies, and I feel like that's the only reason they have any success at all, is because bad cinema binds people together in a way, in their suffering, and you're like, wow, that was the worst half hour of my life. Or in my roommate's case, I made her watch one of my favorite movies, and she hated it, and was like, I hate you so much. And we have all the jokes now, all the jokes.
And it's this is coming from the same guy who has watched every single one of the Sharknado
movies.
Thunder 11
is part of the Legion.
Well, Anthony Ferrante, who created Sharknado, started with me doing a fan magazine.
Oh, really?
Called Is Magazine.
Awesome.
And that's literally, so he's very much like the Legion. He started off as a guy who he used to moderate panels here. Yep. He ran sci-fi magazines. Another one he had for us was called Ion Magazine, and Mothership.com, and then he went off to create this incredibly weird and wild franchise, and they're up to number 6 now, I think.
Please let him know that one of his biggest fans is in here with you right now, because he was doing a movie marathon of all the Sharknado movies the other day.
Oh, my God. You need Advil.
It was amazing.
Or
although
it
did make the mistake of going to a drinking game Sharknado.
Oh, you get very drunk.
And it's like every time someone gets eaten by a shark, it's like, I'll die.
That's how you get alcohol poisoning.
That's a health hazard, right?
As Paul was saying, and Dean as well, you said you really enjoy working with a company that you created that is fan-owned.
Yep.
And there's a lot of instances where you don't have to adhere to studio regulations and rules.
Yep.
But do you also find that you get a better product because the passion is so much more there?
100%.
And you're doing it for the fans as opposed to doing it for the bottom line.
This movie's a perfect example. Had I made this movie at a studio, there's no way I could have cast David Tennant and Robbie Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
It just never would have happened.
Yeah. Which is unbelievable.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. And, you know, the studios have no idea how big a star David Tennant is.
Oh, my God.
They don't
get it. We love him so much.
I think they'll know after this film.
I think they will.
But especially with American Gods coming out. American Vets. Good Omens.
Good Omens.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Good Omens.
Yeah.
What was it like working with David Tennant? Just watching him on screen, I imagine he's like this really incredible person. Please tell me I'm right.
He's maybe the nicest man and most prepared actor I've ever worked with.
That is so awesome to hear.
But the biggest difficulty when you work with someone like David Tennant, the thing you struggle with every single day is to not fanboy constantly. I mean, he will come back from doing an intense take and he'll say, what'd you think? Was that good? And I'll say, how many TARDISes did you have? enough with the Doctor Who stuff.
Yeah, although he is my brother-in-law's favorite doctor.
Mine too.
Yeah.
And so, big Doctor Who crew on this side of the mic as well.
Nice.
So, other than David Tennant, the other actors that you guys have been working with, Nicolas Cage, Anne Hathaway, I think I saw
there. Yeah.
Like,
so we've
the names that you guys are getting involved with this project and with your company, it's just absolutely incredible.
No, we've been really grateful for the receptivity that the industry's had, that people get it, in my last company, we started a company that was somewhat disruptive to the entertainment industry, or more to the cable industry than anything, and there was a lot of resistance, and we had to overcome that resistance. One thing I will say about, 2 years after starting this company, the industry has been almost unilaterally supportive.
That's fantastic.
And it's been because I feel like we do, some people call us a disruptor, that fans can be disruptive, but we really feel like it's just adding a layer of value, that we can make a difference. That, when we organize these meetups, we're organizing them because it's really fun to do, mm-hmm. but it's also really good business. It makes sense to do this and to get people out to the theater. And so, we love how we have that dual benefit, and mm-hmm. we found that in almost everything that we do, that we're creating these amazing, enriching and communal experiences for our shareholders and our members, but they benefit our company and increase the value of what we're doing and the projects that we get behind.
One of the shocking things about our business is, even though it's a multi-billion dollar business, the studios have never really nurtured a one-on-one relationship with their customers, which seems insane, especially in the age of digital, where it's not that hard to do it.
Yeah.
What Legion M is doing is they're taking it to a whole other level. They're not just having a relationship with them. They're allowing them to be investors. They're allowing them to profit from the success of their sponsors.
It's a two-way relationship, which is something you really don't see a lot of with large companies.
Exactly.
Where, you'll have companies who are like, we care about you. We have our own Twitter page, and you can like it all you want to. But you guys actually respond back and listen to what the fans say.
Exactly. Yeah.
The elevator pitch.
Oh, mm-hmm. pitch elevator, yeah.
Like, oh my God, brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, in a lot of ways, when we started the company and we were, out there talking about it, you never know how the world's going to react to it. And, Jeff and I, my co-founder and I, he and I are entrepreneurs, and we're always ideating and coming up with things. And this one we were really passionate about and really excited for. And when we start early on, when we would start to talk to people, and especially the more senior they were at a bigger studio, the more likely or the closer they were to Wall Street, the more likely they were to be skeptical, is what mm-hmm. we found. And what a lot of, because our goal is to unite 1 million fans. And so our logo is an M with a bar over, which is the Roman numeral for 1 million. We want to unite 1 million fans.
How close
everybody,
are you?
We're 35,000 now, so we're just getting started. But
it's okay. That's why you're here.
We're like a snowball. Every revolution it gets bigger. When we're 35,000, it's easier to double to 70 and then to 140.
Oh, completely.
And that's just how it's growing. And so, but when we would tell people we want 1 million shareholders, a lot of people would look at us and go, "You're crazy. That's going to be a nightmare." And we'd say, no, we feel like that's nirvana. Like, that's really, and the difference is that,